عَفَا اللَّهُ عَنكَ لِمَ أَذِنتَ لَهُمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَتَعْلَمَ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
O Prophet, may Allah forgive you. Why did you give them leave to stay behind before it became clear to you as to who were truthful and who were liars?
لا يستأذنك الذين يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم والله عليم بالمتقين.
Those who believe in Allah and the last day will never ask your leave to be excused from striving in the cause of Allah with their belongings and their lives. Allah fully knows the God-fearing.
إنما يستأذنك الذين لا يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وارتابت قلوبهم فهم في ريبهم يترددون.
It is only those who do not believe in Allah and the last day and whose hearts are filled with doubt that seek exemption from striving in the cause of Allah. They keep tossing to and fro in their doubt.
وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجَ لَأَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً وَلَكِنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُمْ بِعَاثَهُمْ فَثَبَّطَهُمْ وَقِيلَ قُعُدُوا مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ.
Had they truly intended to march forth to fight, they would have certainly made some preparation for it. But Allah was averse to their going forth, so He made them lag behind, and they were told, "Stay behind with those that are staying behind."
لَوْ خَرَجُوا فِيكُمْ مَا زَادُوكُمْ إِلَّا خَبَالًا وَلَأَوْضَعُوا خِلَالَكُمْ يَبْغُونَكُمُ الْفِتْنَةَ وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّاعُونَ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ.
Had they gone forth with you, they would have only added to your trouble and would have run about in your midst seeking to stir up sedition among you. Whereas there are among you some who are prone to lend ears to them. Allah knows well the wrongdoers.
لَقَدْ ابْتَغَوُوا الْفِتْنَةَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَقَلَّبُوا لَكَ الْأُمُورَ حَتَّى جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَظَهَرَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ
Surely, they sought even earlier to stir up sedition and turn things upside down to frustrate you until the truth came and the decree of Allah appeared. However hateful this may have been to them.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ ائْذَن لِّي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي أَلَا فِي الْفِتْنَةِ سَقَطُوا وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمُحِيطَةٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ.
And among them is he who says, "Grant me leave to stay behind, and do not expose me to temptation." Lo, they have already fallen into temptation. Surely, hell encompasses the unbelievers.
إِن تُصِبْكَ حَسَنَةٌ تَسُؤْهُمْ وَإِن تُصِبْكَ مُصِيبَةٌ يَقُولُوا قَدْ أَخَذْنَا أَمْرَنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَيَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ فَرِحُونَ.
If good fortune befalls you, it vexes them. And if an affliction befalls you, they turn away in jubilation and say, "We have taken due care of our affairs in good time."
قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
Say, nothing will befall us except what Allah has decreed for us. He is our protector. Let the believers then put all their trust in Allah.
قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَنْ يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَا فَتَرَبَّصُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُتَرَبِّصُونَ
Tell them, what you await to befall upon us is nothing but one of the two good things, and what we await for you is that Allah visit you with chastisement from Him, or chastise you at our hands. So continue waiting. We too shall wait with you. Tell them, what you await to befall upon us is nothing but one of the two good things, that is, loss of life in the way of God or victory.
قُلْ أَنْفِقُوا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا لَنْ يُتَقَبَّلَ مِنْكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ
Tell them, whether you spend your money willingly or unwillingly, it shall not find acceptance with Allah, for you are an evil-doing folk.
وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَنْ تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ
Nothing prevents that their expendings be accepted, except that they disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger. And whenever they come to the prayer, they do so lazily, and whenever they spend, they do so grudgingly.
فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ
Let neither their riches nor their children excite your admiration. Allah only wants to chastise them through these things in the present life and to cause them to die while they are unbelievers.
وَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُمْ لَمِنْكُمْ وَمَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ
They swear by Allah that they are part of you, whereas they are certainly not part of you. They are merely a people who dread you.
لَوْ يَجِدُونَ مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَغَارَاتٍ أَوْ مُدَّخَلًا لَوَلَّوْا إِلَيْهِ وَهُمْ يَجْمَحُونَ
If they could find any shelter or any cavern or any retreat, they would turn around and rush headlong into it.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ فَإِنْ أُعْطُوا مِنْهَا رَضُوا وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَوْا مِنْهَا إِذَا هُمْ يَسْخَطُونَ
O Prophet, some of them find fault with you in the distribution of alms. If they are given something of it, they are pleased, and if they are given nothing, they are angry. O Prophet, some of them find fault with you in the distribution of alms.
That is the zakah collections.
وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَضُوا مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ سَيُؤْتِينَا اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ غَالِبُونَ
Would that they were content with what Allah and His Messenger gave them and were to say, Allah suffices for us and Allah will give us out of His bounty and so will His Messenger. It is to Allah alone that we turn with hope.